Thursday of Cowboys week. I think a lot of times we come into the week and we're excited because it's the Cowboys week, but really it's kind of flat other than us revving ourselves up, and which we do because we should do that, right? That's why we watch sports. That's why we're Eagles fans, is we love the week of the Eagles against the Dallas Cowboys. And for the first time in a long time, this has a real identity as an Eagles and Cowboys week. It does. You have a team that down in Dallas is in line to win the division. They have the best chance. It's not even close to win the division, the NFC East. So now you have a real game. And this is when we really do need to unite as a fan base. I've been a complainer for a lot of the year. That's fine. Right now, I am ready to go. I'm ready to go with this team. They're hitting their stride at the right time. Ike feels the same way as I do. They're looking good right now.
Mm-hmm.
Defense is looking good. Guys are going to be starting to trickle back.
I'm going to tell you the one thing that would concern me a little bit, right?
What?
The running game. Cowboys run defense very good. These athletic linebackers. Here's the thing. Will Doug stick with the run this week?
Well, I don't think their offense is going to mean that the game gets out of
hand. Right, so yeah, they're never going to run away with it, or they shouldn't.
Right. They should.
They shouldn't.
They shouldn't. Who knows what happens.
Yeah.
But what I've seen, though.
You got to stick with that running game.
And again, the offensive line has looked dominant the last six quarters.
Yeah.
They have. Can they do that now that the Cowboys have a good front four? They have young athletic linebackers that go sideline to sideline, no doubt.
They get Sean Lee back this week, I think.
Good.
I don't know where he's going to play.
Yeah, exactly. Get him on the field a lot, coming off an injury.
Yeah.
But what I'm seeing from this team is I see the confidence from the offensive line, from Carson, and from the running game. I know the different running backs, or at least a different running back than last year, but these guys look like they're confident out there.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I think Josh Adams is getting more and more confidence each week. I think Corey Clement, I think he's always been confident. I'm assume he's getting healthier. I love having Darren Sproles as another change of pace back. You get him 5-6 touches, 7 touches, some screen plays, things of that nature. That's going to add a nice little element to the offense. I tell you, the passing game, man, and this may happen just organically because of the matchups. You know, when you look at that secondary, I would imagine Byron Jones is going to man up on Alshon Jeffrey. It'll be interesting to see what they do defensively for the Cowboys. But you put Golden Tate in that slot, man, and he's going to be going up against their third cornerback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
And we know he's had success
against this team
against this team.
Right. So you're not going to even be able to put Byron Jones on him.
That's what I'm saying. This offense, even though I don't think that.
They moved the ball on him the last time, too, remember?
And they did.
They moved the ball on him.
But this offense, it doesn't jump out at you that they've improved and they've gotten a little bit better. But Golden Tate doing what he did last week should tell you that now he's really more
of a part. It gives you a glimpse, yeah.
It does. It gives you a glimpse. It's another weapon.
Yeah.
And Josh Adams, all he's done is enough, right? He's done exactly what they've asked him for, which is not fumble it.
Yep.
Give them some tough inside yards between the tackles. Corey's doing some other stuff. Now Darren Sproles is back. I feel really, really good about this team right now going forward.
I do.
Let's go to Don, West Oak Lane. Hi, Don.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
All right.
What up, Don?
Hi, Don.
First time caller, long time listener. Mm-hmm. So honored to be on the line with you guys. For once in my life, John, I agree with you.
Come on, man.
Yo, Ike.
Yeah.
It's an honor to talk to you, sir. I've been an Eagles fan for years. And I can't believe I'm talking to you right now, but get to my point.
Yes, sir.
What the heck is wrong with this boy? Do not give them bulletin board talk.
Well, hold on.
We all know the Cowboys are chokers.
Yeah, Ike agrees with you.
You agree with me then. Yeah, you agree with me, Don.
But John said it too. Like, you just don't give them bulletin board material.
Yeah.
You know, it is us against them. That's what it was last year. And the key word is us against them. If they want to have this discussion in our locker room to give us motivation, because we're clicking right now. Mm-hmm. Carson is getting in his groove. He got to clean up a few things. As you mentioned, our offensive line is clicking. You know, we getting Josh Adams. Sidebar, Josh Adams' grandfather is my associate pastor at my church. So okay. I'm on the way in the process of converting my wife, who's a diehard Dallas fan, into an Eagles fan.
All because of Josh Adams. How did that happen, Don?
Huh?
How did that happen? Not how did she become a Cowboy fan? How did you guys get married?
No, I didn't know this beforehand. She's fine. She's real pretty, man.
She's real pretty,
and I had to have her. I chased her down for 2 years, and nothing else mattered but getting her. But then after I knew her for a while, and we were married after the fact, I found out she's a Dallas fan.
No,
but
and Don,
anyway.
Don, no, keep
I don't
it,
fault her for that.
No, Don, keep it real. Keep it real. It's okay.
You just didn't care.
You ain't no different than any other man. You knew she was a Cowboy fan before you married her. She looks too good for you not to marry her.
No. Honest to goodness, I honestly didn't know it. And I'm not afraid to say it because I've said it in jest to my wife before.
Of course.
Had I known she was a Dallas fan, we'd have been having a different type of conversation. but anyway,
that's the point
I wanted to make. I just wanted to make the point that this young boy shouldn't have been opening his mouth. He spoke out of turn. Don't give them any more board talk because now they're going to be playing even harder. Let them choke like we know they're going to.
They're not playing any harder. They're saying like, who's this loser? Who's this loser that's saying this? He dropped a pick six last night. Who's this, right? And then the Eagles are going to sneak up on him. That defense is going to sneak up on him, Mike.
Here's why I'm going to look at this if I were a Cowboy player, right?
Okay.
Obviously, it would mean more if it came from Wentz or Alshon. You know what I mean? Obviously, if it came from one of your star players, right? But still, there is some truth. We all know there's truth to what he said. A lot of these players were on that team that went 13-3 2 years ago. You think they don't know they've been called chokers?
They are chokers.
Right? Like, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't think they brushed the comments off, because it's true. It stings. It's a reminder that they were good 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and they choked off.
It's a reminder, and now it's going to get in their head.
No, see, I don't think
now that. They're going to be like, oh, man.
Now, that's what we hope happens.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's going to happen.
You know why? Because they are chokers, and Camus just simply stated a fact.
Yep.
The WIP retweets it, and now it's 55% of the people are not as confident as Camus.
You may not want me to retweet it.
Retweet it.
Don't go up higher.
I have as much confidence as Camus that the Eagles are beating the Cowboys on Sunday. Absolutely. Everything, I'm telling you, man, everything's falling into place. But 55% of the people say no right now. Even if you don't believe it, to say no is ridiculous. You have lie on this poll. You have to lie on the poll, Ike.
Hold on. Is this just because it's the Cowboys? Or because there were
the biggest game of the season.
All of the times you didn't believe it, and you didn't just go with the flow. But, you said no.
But, Ike, listen. The team's 6-6. This is do or die, man. They don't win this game, they're out. They're done. Mathematically, they'll still be in it. I don't want to hear it, right? This is the game. They blew the first game. This is it. If you're not going to – I'm not going to rip any Eagle fan that's going to say, I don't like it, because, because you're entitled to feel however you want to. What I'm saying is – start feeling the confidence. Get on the same page. Unite the fan base. We did it last year, Ike, after Carson Wentz went down.
See, I think what this did was for those that were already, like, we were confident, you know, about this team winning once they beat the Redskins, right?
Yep.
But that wasn't necessarily true for everyone. So there's been concern about this game already. So I think you get comments like Camus, and then you get those people that already had doubt or were on the fence about what to believe Sunday. They look at this and say, oh, Lord, now look at what he did.
Yep.
So that pushes them over. Like, yeah, they definitely aren't going to win now. And I think that's why you're getting the voting that you're getting, because you know, like I know, maybe on Sunday everybody's in, but there is a facet of this fan base that says to themselves, this team is not good enough to beat the Cowboys. I don't believe that. You don't believe
No.
There are people that don't believe the Eagles are good enough, and this is something that they'll say, see, yeah, this is the type of stuff I'm talking about. They'd rather talk than they would go out there and play.
But see, you're right, though. Just because it says Camus' name in it, it's associated with a negative take,
yes.
And they're voting no just because they kind of see him.
Yep.
If you put up the exact same poll, are you confident that the Eagles would beat the Cowboys? What do you think it'll be? Because that's what we're going to do. Screw the Camus poll, because it's not working out.
The Camus done tainted the poll.
He tainted it, man. 55% of people are saying essentially the Cowboys are going to beat the Eagles. What? No way. Even if you really feel that way. No. Come on, man. That should be 75-25 at least.
Yeah, thanks, Camus.
Or at least 60-40. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Coming up, Ashil Kapadia of The Athletic.
And Skip, there's not even a chance that Dallas won't find out about this. And Skip and Shannon were talking about it this morning.
Of course they were.
Hell.
Oh, I'm sure Skip was skipped up.
Oh, yeah, he was skipped up.
That's what I'm saying. Skip will play this wrong. Skip will lose, and then Skip will have to face it on Monday. And so will the Cowboys. I'm telling you, this is lining up perfectly. I love it when a plan comes together, Ike.
All right.
888-729-9494. We'll also check in with our sister station in Dallas to see if they're still talking about the shift.
Actually, I did like the idea. Did they cancel it out, the shift, or what?
I'm not sure.
It sounded like they think it's going to be.
You can't cancel it?
It's partially used. You get three times to use it or something.
Oh, so you get chances. You got to throw the flag out on the field to use it. Oh, yeah, that sounds like a great idea to slow the game down even more.